Remy, obviously the result isn't what you wanted, but a better performance at least than against Liverpool.
In terms of spirit, in terms of we look like a team today, and it was the minimum that I was expecting, of course, from my players, but we did better than that. I think we defended very well the first 45 minutes. We struggled to create real opportunities, which is our problem at the moment. And then we started too poorly the second half, you know. We conceded this penalty, we conceded the second very strange goal. And then it has shown for me our fragility at this moment of the game.
Also, it was two goals very close to one another, wasn't it, right at the start of the second half. Must have been a bit of a psychological blow for everybody.
Yes, exactly. When suddenly you concede two goals in a row, it's very difficult. But then I saw my team not completely KO. I saw my team trying to reduce the score. I made some change on the field to give hope to the players to see that we shouldn't give up, and then we reduced the score, but then it was too difficult for us to equalize, unfortunately, and we were very disappointed about that.
2-0, they always say sometimes in football it's a very funny scoreline because it's a game that you can chase. You're not out of it at 2-0, but also you don't want to go 3 or 4-0. So was that, in terms of the timing of your substitutions, was that in your mind, when to chase and when not to?
Yes, of course, but you know, in our situation, losing, I didn't want to lose like last week because it's so painful. But in another way, I thought that we needed points, and I needed to give some, what, as I said, some hope to the players on the field. And came in Rudy and Scott was a positive sign for the players, and I think we were nearly okay.
Fair comment, or would you agree with it that you look more potent with Scott and Justed on there?
Yes, we look. Of course, starting with Carles was something I decided because I thought as well that we needed to hold a little bit more the ball like we did in the first 45 minutes. And then I knew that Scott has different quality. He can run very quickly with or without the ball. And I was quite pleased the way he came in on the pitch.
What was your view of the penalty?
I think it's a penalty, to be fair. As simply as that, we shouldn't have conceded because we were three players around only one Stoke players. And but then, for me, the ref has made the right decision.
Yeah, you started on the back foot slightly, but then you grew more into the game, didn't you? Was it a case if you'd perhaps gone on for an hour after the game, you might still have been in this game without conceding?
Sorry, I didn't understand.
So, after an hour, if you could have gone up to an hour without conceding, do you think you might have got something out of this game?
Yes, of course, definitively. We wanted to go as long as possible in that game without conceding any goal, because you know that as long as you got a clean sheet, you will have one or two opportunities, maybe on set pieces, on corner, because we are struggling to create clear opportunity in playing football. Then, of course, being being 2-0 down so early in the second half was a big blow for us.
What positives do you take from this game going into the Everton match now?
That we have find back again our spirit as a team, because we completely lost that on the last game, and it was very awful to see that. I said that after the game, and as I said to the player, of course, nobody can be happy today to have lost this crucial game for us, but I saw a team that is ready to fight until the end with his quality, also with his defection, with his default. But then, you know, this is the minimum what we have to do is to fight every game, every balls. And it's a difficult situation, but until the end, I will make sure that everybody is in the same tune than me.
And just finally from me, after the Liverpool result at home, how important is it that you bounce back and give the supporters a display on Tuesday night against Everton?
It will be very important. We are playing a very good side against Everton. They are very threatening up front. They have a lot of good players, attacking players. Then we will need to be defensively perfect, not concede a goal, and then try to score once.